More than 10% of this country's adult population, some 25 million people, were taken in by various scams over the course of a year. That statistic from the first survey of consumer fraud in the U.S. by the Federal Trade Commission. NPR's Jack Speer has the story.
The FTC surveyed 2,500 people at random last spring, asking them about the 10 types of fraud the agency gets the most complaints about. Individuals were also questioned about their income levels and about their race and ethnicity. Howard Beals is director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection.
We started out by asking about fraud in general. Have you been a victim of fraud? Then we moved to the 10 specific frauds. We also asked about two more general types of fraud. Have you ever been billed for something and never got it? And then asked about the 10 specific frauds with some description of exactly how they work.
Some of the scams on the list have been around forever. Phony prize promotions, pyramid schemes, and too-good-to-be-true business opportunities. And three of the top four types of fraud involve consumers who are looking for credit, either through loans or credit cards.
The top fraud reported affected 4.5 million consumers. It involves the advance payment of money for a, quote, guaranteed loan or credit card that the consumer never receives. It's illegal for telemarketers to ask for payment before delivering on a promise of a credit card or loan.
Consumers who did get credit cards and used them to pile up large debts also became targets. Firms offering to fix a consumer's bad credit history managed to scam an estimated 2 million Americans. The median loss for this type of fraud was $300, a bit higher than the median loss for all other types of fraud. The survey found that certain groups of individuals also were more likely than others to be preyed upon. Again, Howard Beals.
Racial and ethnic minorities were much more likely to be victims of fraud than non-Hispanic whites. American Indians and Alaska Natives faced the greatest risk. Almost 34% of survey participants in this group had been victims of one or more of the frauds in the previous year, more than five times the percentage among non-Hispanic whites.
The FTC's fraud survey suggests Hispanic and African Americans are more than twice as likely to be victims of fraud as whites, though the number of minorities actually polled was quite small, only 28 in the case of Native Americans. People who carry a lot of debt were also shown to be at increased risk for fraud compared to those who reported no financial problems. The survey did challenge some previous assumptions about age. It found young people were the most likely to have been fraud victims. 11% of those between the ages of 25 and 44 said they had lost money, compared to about 5% of those 65 and older. The FTC says the survey should help it reduce fraud by educating consumers about the many types of scams out there. It also hopes to identify areas where government regulators need to step up enforcement. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.